how much of that tape have you guys watched this week? How much have you talked about it? Or is it just really focused?
You know, it's definitely watch the tape, learn from it. Like I said, be critical of what happened. Really take a look at the breakdowns that occurred. You know, find out where those mistakes were and then fix it.
How similar are they? I mean, Stu as well kept saying it looks like their running game is better now, which sounds kind of scary because they were pretty good.
Yeah. No, they've had a great running attack all year. They've been consistent with it. And, you know, it's up to us up front and the front seven, you know, to come out and do our job and stop that.
Is it tackling better? Is that seemed to be one of the things that he was hitting?
Well, that would help. Yeah, tackling would help. And, you know, he's just playing some good football. You know, it's probably going to be raining. It might be a mud bath out there. And we're just going to go out and play good sound football.
Just nervous that you guys didn't even really watch first game much.
No, we didn't, but you know.
Is that unusual?
No, sometimes a game like that, you want to just bury it and act like it never happened. You know, what are you going to do, cry about it all day? So I think that's what we did. Now we can look at it and, like I said, you know, be critical of the mistakes that happened, the things that went wrong, and then go and fix those.
So you're saying after the first, right after it happened, you didn't watch?
Right after, no.
But this week, you
did? Yeah.
And what stands out?
You know, they were you know, very consistent on what they did. What stands out is they jumped up on us real early. You know, we made mistakes on both sides, stuff we're not supposed to do. And you know, like I said, when the team jumps up like that in this league, it's hard to recover from. I think, you know, we did the same thing to Kansas City, and it's like you can just keep pouring it on, and they do everything right and you do everything wrong. So definitely got to fix that.
Does 59-14 stick with you, or are you able to let that go and say it just wasn't our day?
No, it's not going to stick with me because that'll just take away from you. You know, I mean, you can't control it. It's over. You know, what are we going to do? You know, you learn from it and you get better, but I'm not going to, you know, sit there and cry about it all day.